Good afternoon, listeners, or at least an afternoon for me. So I have not done anything with this blog or this podcast for a very long time, it seems now. And you know what? I am thankful for the reprieve. I think we all sort of need that one time or another, which I know is sort of what I had talked about in, I'm sure, the last podcast or the last couple. And at the front of my blog on the website, sunshoal.blog, I have this, love that little plug there. I have this phrase, and it's on the homepage, and it says, let's see what it says exactly. It says, life's a learning curve, endlessly curving. And I think that is true of life, obviously, and true of learning. And I feel like I am in the curve right now. I'm in the curveball. I'm in the liminal space, you know. And I am really thankful for that time to kind of be curving. And it brings about a lot of interesting opportunities and interesting changes. And I think we all have the opportunity to sort of grab these out of the sky or pass them by. And sometimes it's good to pass them by, and sometimes it's not. And I think sometimes the breakthrough is in the breakdown, or as Brené Brown would definitely say, I think that's absolutely true. And I've spent the last couple months breaking down. I think my apartment has been filthy. I mean, so disgusting, so bad. I had been in a relationship which was wonderful and fruitful and joyful and loving in so many ways, and in so many others, it just wasn't a good fit for me and was hurtful and toxic and, you know, complicated, as relationships are. And part of my breakthrough was breaking free, or breaking off of that, so ending that relationship. So I know she's probably going to listen to this, but regardless, I am thankful to be single, because I think, and I'm proud of myself for finally ending that relationship, because I think even when things are good, I think sometimes there are times in our life when we just need to be untethered. And I know that that's hurtful to those around us or whatever, and there's, you know, things you have to walk through and decisions you have to make, but untethering, I think, is an important thing. And for me right now, I'm going through a lot, and I have all this new trauma that's come up. We're in this stupid pandemic, and I haven't been able to see anyone. I haven't been able to go into in-person therapy, and just all of these challenges that are making it hard for me to be at all, let alone be with somebody else. And so, yeah, I'm not going to go on too much longer about that. But today I was talking to a friend. There's been a big ice storm, and everything is wonderful and beautiful, and there's hardly anybody out, and it's great, and I took a really long walk. And I was talking with her. She's been a guest on the show before, so go check that episode out. And her name is Kyla, and we were talking about sort of getting rid of stuck energy and what that looks like, and just letting shit go. And, you know, we were talking, and she was saying, yeah, I want to just take a moment to speak it true, to say, you know, leave all stuck energy and, or energy of resentment or energy of resistance or whatever it is. And I thought, and I said, you know, I want to let go of all energy, not just good energy or bad energy, because even if you see a robin in a tree, something that brings me a whole lot of joy is to see a bird. And even if you see him and you love him and you smile and you're full of gladness and joy, if you hold on to that, eventually it's going to turn into something sick. You know, the robin's going to die if you hold him in your body for too long and rot. You know, I mean, that's a stretched metaphor, but it's true. And I think what I'm really leaning into right now is opening wide, and just as wide and wide as I will go, and letting things sort of becoming permeable, you know, embracing things for the moment that they're within you and then letting them go as soon as they're ready, and just being open wide. I just think that is, because there's a way to be open slightly or open a little bit or open but ready to close, but I really want to embrace opening wide and being willing and able to receive and practice listening and looking and observing and just accepting all that is, because it's a 3D thing. It's a full spectrum. It's multidimensional. It's good. It's bad. It's ugly. It's pretty. And it's all there. And if we turn away from any of it at any minute, we're shutting a door to half of ourselves, because both are always true. And I believe that's like a Buddhist principle that I really, 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 really love and believe in, because both are true. And that has saved me so many times when going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on things. You know, for example, like with a relationship, it's true that I love this person, and it's true that I couldn't be in a relationship with them anymore. You know, both are true. It doesn't have to be you cut off one arm so you have the other. It's just all is. And that's a beautiful thing, and it's a complex thing, and it's painful, and it's, you know, it's just full. And if we close ourselves off to any part of that, we're losing out on a bit of life. And then you may as well just be dead, I guess, or whatever. So yes, life is a learning curve, endlessly curving, and we're always a part of it. And if ever there's resistance put up, then we feel this shame or this pressure, and we're like little rats in the rat race. And that's what I want to avoid and what I struggle with so often. And I was talking to her about, you know, cleaning, like, I would peek in the doorway of the truth of this, like, my apartment's a mess and it's not helping me feel any better for it to be a mess and I need to clean it. I would look and I'd say, oh, yeah, but still true, and then I'd shut the door as fast as I could. And, you know, I think we're so focused on, we're living in a society that is really shored up on the idea of buying and selling and buying and selling and buying and selling. And you have something and then you don't want it anymore, or you don't use it anymore, or it doesn't look good anymore, or it doesn't make you fit in anymore. And so you just throw it in the dump, or you sell it to somebody else and you get a new one. And the concept of investment is just gone. And I want to spend a lot more time investing in myself and in my space and in my intentions, rather than shoving it all off into some far gone closet and shutting the door and getting myself a new one. And that's the way that we're taught to live. And that's why we're also living in the shadow of ourselves, I think, and the reflection of ourselves, or what we're projecting out into the world, rather than living in our own bodies and in our own footsteps. And so, as I'm moving forward, I'm trying to less fall into a refraction or a parallel version of my being, and just be and just accept and just listen and watch and wait and be open wide to receive. And I hope that through this winter and this up and coming spring, as all this energy is bubbling up, we can all sort of fold into that energy one way or another, however it serves us, and recognize that pain isn't bad, and it's growthful. You know, it's growing pains, and it's the willingness to witness that and to be with that and to accept it, appreciate it, forgive it, and then move on to heal it and move forward with that. That's what makes a person whole, and that's what makes being pleasurable and joyful and full of gratitude, rather than just straining yourself to get that next thing. And so that is what I'm focusing on. And I was going through the blog, and I want to write more again, and I want to participate more in that, and I want to get organized, and you know, but I don't even want to say that, because that's like tainted, because it's like a push. That's what we all, yeah, I got to get more organized. So I don't even want to say that, but I just want to practice being and observing and receiving. And as I've repeated like 20 times in this podcast. So I hope this finds you all learning and being willing to receive whatever lessons and whatever gifts and whatever trials that the world is offering you right now, because those are going to be there, the gifts, the trials, the lessons, whether or not we are open to them or not. And the resistance in between just causes so much suffering and struggle and pain. And the acceptance of the gift, the trial or the struggle or whatever, that's where the gold is. That's where the essence is, and the purpose, and the feeling of freedom. And let's just get over this ownership, this self-pity, this whatever this is, a shame, and embrace everything that is rather than everything that isn't. And stop living in this reflection of what we have been taught our whole lives, because just because you've been told it 20 times doesn't mean that it's true, or doesn't mean that it's you. And that's something we all need to remember, to steep ourselves in healthier tea or greener tea instead of in, you know, old black tea that has been spoiled. So those are some of the takeaways from my conversation with my best friend Kyla and I, and just sort of what's going on in my life right now. And later this afternoon, I am going to be interviewed by a journalist for the Audubon Society, which is really interesting and sounds probably a lot more important than it is. And I don't even know if she's going to use my story, but I'm really excited about it. And it sort of made me rejuvenated to look at my blog and think, well, what do I want to write? What are the stories that I want to tell? And how do I keep moving forward as myself instead of getting lost in the tracks and stuck in them, really. So I hope this finds you all well and growing and learning to take better care of yourself, and just yourself, period, ends there. And maybe has given you the energy to pick that pen up off the ground or throw that bag of garbage that's been hanging on your bedroom door away, or take out the garbage or buy a new bedspread because they're on sale at Target for like 50 to 75% off, and everyone should get one. Because anytime you can exchange new energy for old energy, it's rejuvenating and getting out of that unstuckness. I always like to rearrange my house and get rid of things. I'm thinking of getting rid of my desk, haven't decided yet. Vacuum, everyone should vacuum. My vacuum broke for it was broken for like 4 weeks or something. My carpet was, oh God, it was bad. And finally this part came, and vacuuming for the first time, it's like, you can feel that breath. You can feel that energy just washing out. And the same thing happens. I think everyone should move their furniture every 6 months or whenever, as needed, but often, because it's just, dust gets trapped in there, energy gets trapped in there, life gets trapped in there, and you get stuck. And so this podcast today is a big old cheers to unstuckness and being open wide. So thank you, dear listeners, for hearing me on this journey and joining me on this platform to open wide together. Hopefully you can look forward to a couple of blog posts soon. I'm pretty much done with one about black vultures and turkey vultures that I just have not published. So perhaps you'll see that on the horizon. Also hoping to share some more personal stories, as I most recently published a blog post on my sort of journey through sexual abuse and recovery. And so if you haven't already, you're welcome to check that out. We just got our Instagram page set up, so you can find us there at Sunshul. Let's see what the URL is exactly, because I don't want to lie to anybody. It is sunshul.blog is the URL. So you can go check that out for updates on blog posts on the website, as well as new podcasts and just day-to-day things. You can learn more about our friendly bird friends in the trees, learn more about the blog, the newsletter, art that I'm making, and also I have a little story thing about coping skills shared by not just myself, but also people all around that I share on there. So that's worth checking out, perhaps, perhaps not. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful day, and do have the good in the day, and do learn something from it. Embrace the curiosity that all of the birds have, and that your dog probably has, and be wise, my friends.